Requiescat in pace, Lord Alan Hazelhurst. Is it Hazelhurst? Anyway, I think it's Hazelhurst. So Alan Gordon Barraclough Hazelhurst has been called to his reward 3 days ago, but his family chose not to announce it till now. Anyway, he was a Conservative politician from the 70s to the 2010s, really up to his death, because he was a Conservative peer in the House of Lords. So quite a well-known figure in the 90s and the noughties. So veteran Conservative parliamentarian, didn't quite manage to be a father of the House, served as a Member of Parliament for 40 years for Saffron Walden. And he was succeeded in that constituency as the Member of Parliament by Kemi Badenoch, the current leader of His Majesty's most loyal opposition. So Alan Hazelhurst, his most senior position was Deputy Speaker of the House of Commons. So thought to be very gentlemanly, well regarded by people on the other benches. So he's from Yorkshire originally, but he grew up in Birmingham for a while, went to King Edward School, Birmingham, thought to be the premier school in the United Kingdom's second city, later to Cheltenham College, then Oriel College, Oxford. I don't know what he read there. He was president of Oxford University Conservative Association, AUCA, and other distinguished politicians have been president of AUCA. For example, William Hague, secretary and treasurer of the Oxford Union Society, the debating society there, wanted to be president, didn't make it. And he was, anyway, he worked in the chemical industry, perhaps surprisingly. His family had a successful pharmacy business. So he was a full-time Conservative political organizer for a while in the 60s, chair of the Young Conservatives. And back in the 60s, that was a major organization with hundreds of thousands of people. Something with the Young Conservatives, not about politics, it was just socializing, just going to parties and just playing polo even. Okay, and so he was elected in 1970, surprise victories for the Conservative Party, winning Middleton and Prestwich, unseating the Labour parliamentarian there. That's a seat near Manchester, not very strong for the Conservatives, but he lost it just 4 years later. But anyway, he managed to get in Saffron Walden when Sir Peter Kirk, the sitting member, died. So that by-election, 1977, the Silver Jubilee, of course, Labour was really in the doldrums, you know, under James Callaghan, and obviously returned in 1979 when Margaret Thatcher became Prime Minister. So he's a conventional Conservative in many ways, not particularly Thatcherite or anti-Thatcherite. Thatcher didn't seem to rate him, didn't promote him to anything. And then he was got to be chair of the Ways and Means Commission. He was a big believer in the Commonwealth, was eventually chairman of the United Kingdom Commonwealth Parliamentary Association, forming amicable links with parliaments in other Commonwealth countries and so forth. And so he was a bit unpopular towards the end of the time because he was in favor of the European Union and was famously against Brexit, was an admirer of Kenneth Clark, that one nation Tory, that Remainer. So there we go. So goodness. Anyway, 2017, he chose to stand down from the House of Commons. And how was his own like? Then he was about 70. Is that right? No, he's almost 80. So yeah, he was made a life peer, Baron Hazelhurst of Saffron Walden. Okay, he was married happily. He had three children and all the rest of it. And fascinated by cricket, really. So that was him, you know, from a bygone era, not exactly a household name, but did what he could to contribute to his society. What do you think of Alan Hazelhurst? One of the few names of a Conservative MP who wasn't a cabinet minister that I remember from the 90s. Toodaloo.